You're with Cape Talk.
It's a time of the morning where we chat to Deutsche Welle out in Berlin. Chelsea Delaney chats to us this morning, and Germany plans to introduce harsh new restrictions on people unvaccinated against COVID-19 as it continues to battle with the fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Chelsea, a very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
These new rules have been called a lockdown of the unvaccinated. And what exactly is going to change with this particular regulations?
Well, a lot is going to be changing for the unvaccinated here in Germany. They essentially are going to be cut off from big parts of public life. So the new rules mean that unvaccinated or the unvaccinated will no longer be able to go to, for example, restaurants or the cinema, to the theater. As well, they will only be able to go to essential retail stores, so supermarkets or pharmacies, but, you know, clothing stores, shoe stores, things like that, they no longer will be able to go to unless they get vaccinated. The other big discussion that German politicians are having right now is whether they should introduce a general vaccine mandate. And this is something that Germany has been very hesitant to push for throughout the pandemic. They didn't want to have a very strict vaccine requirement for everybody. But given how low the vaccination rate still is comparatively, and how slow people have been to take up vaccines, they say that now might be necessary. So they did announce yesterday that people who are working in care homes or working in hospitals will have to get vaccinated. But as well, they will discuss and could potentially vote on in Parliament in the weeks ahead a general vaccine mandate, which would be a big escalation in the vaccine and coronavirus rules here in Germany.
Chatting to Chelsea Delaney, Deutsche Welle out in Berlin, talking to us about the stricter regulations in terms of people who are unvaccinated against COVID-19 out in Germany and their battle with the fourth wave of coronavirus infections. Is there actually any evidence that the prospect of having stricter rules and regulations about will start encouraging people to vaccinate, Chelsea?
Well, so far, we haven't seen much of a shift. About 68.7% of people have been fully vaccinated here in Germany. That hasn't really changed much in the past weeks as it's become more and more likely that this has become clear that more restrictions were coming for unvaccinated. Germany is giving out almost 1 million vaccine doses a day, but almost all of those are going to people who are getting booster shots. So about four out of five are people getting boosters. That's not what the government wants to see right now. The problem is the unvaccinated. So what they are trying to do is, of course, through these new rules, through making it difficult to, you know, socialize with people, to potentially even losing your job, make it more attractive for people to get vaccinated. And the other thing they're trying to do right now is to make it easier for people to get vaccines. So they've said they want to give out about 30 million doses between mid-November and by the end of the year. And the way they want to do that is by basically allowing to really broadening the network of people who are allowed to give vaccines right now. Right now, you pretty much have to go to a doctor or a specific vaccine center, but they want to potentially include other places like pharmacists into this network of people who are allowed to give those shots out as well, just to really bring down the wait times and the bureaucracy behind booking a vaccine appointment here.
Chatting this morning to Deutsche Welle out in Berlin, Chelsea Delaney chats to us, and I think, you know, our president has also hinted in his last family meeting that they're definitely looking at more in terms of mandatory vaccinations or mandatory areas for you to be vaccinated, and you will be able to actually access those areas unless you are vaccinated. Berlin yesterday confirmed its first case of the new variant Omicron. How widely is this spreading, and what are the figures like in Berlin?
So we actually have confirmed another since that first one was reported. So now two cases have been confirmed here in Berlin of the Omicron variant. Both were from people who have recently returned from travel in South Africa. Obviously, there are likely many more cases in Germany that have been reported. Other federal states, including Bavaria and Hessen, have also reported Omicron cases. But scientists and health officials say that we could likely have hundreds already here because there probably was a period before the variant was detected in late November when people were traveling and were spreading this variant. Obviously, there's still so much that's unknown about Omicron, how infectious it is, how dangerous it is. So people are obviously very, very hesitant to say what this will mean. And right now, what Germany is in fighting this fourth wave, that's mostly because of Delta. Delta is the main cause of the outbreaks we're seeing here in Germany. But we saw how quickly Delta spread and how quickly it became the majority of cases here in Europe and really throughout the world. So when we get more information on Omicron and sort of how it's spreading and how dangerous it is to people, including the vaccinated, that's really going to determine how dangerous and how big of a problem Omicron is going to be both here in Germany and throughout the world.
That's Chelsea Delaney chatting to us from Deutsche Welle in Berlin, and the concerns once again about a fourth wave and the fact that new restrictions on people unvaccinated against COVID-19 has come into effect, and new harsher restrictions are coming into effect out in Germany and Berlin. Well, thanks very much to Chelsea for chatting to us this morning. A very good morning to you. This is The Morning Review. I'm Zane Johnson in for Lester Kivitz.